The SlimFast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for SlimFast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find SlimFast in a store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
Hey, everybody, this is AfterBuzz TV, and we are The Fosters After Show. We are going to be talking about tonight's episode of The Fosters, titled Things Unsaid, subtitled Callie Still Does Not Get It. Are you kidding me? I'm Jeffrey Masters. Joining me are two co-hosts that we plucked from the mane of Pegasus himself.
My name is Jillian Leff. And my name is Stephanie Georgie.
Guys, this was an emotional episode.
It was.
Callie has a cell phone. Are you kidding me? This is why teenagers should not have them.
Yeah. But hold on. Like, the interaction between Brandon and Callie was so fast.
You mean the caps lock?
I'm sorry. Like, what did they do? He handed her off the phone? Like, let's just slip it in, honey.
I don't know. I was having, like, Homeland flashbacks. Of, like, who gave the razor to who? But also, caps lock. Is that, like, a teenage thing that we're not, like, cued into?
Oh, would you call it Kanye?
Oh, yeah. I was joking. I was like, oh, so Callie and Brandon write in Kanye caps.
Kanye caps.
Kanye just, like, yells all the time.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah. So why is Callie still just, like, not into, like, I don't want to say she doesn't help herself, but I thought it was very clear in this episode that people protect themselves different ways in the foster system. Mm-hmm. Jude protects himself by hiding food.
Right.
She protects herself by, like, running away from things.
And everything else that's going to not help her.
Everything, yes. I just thought if she had once vocalized her problems, what she was thinking, to any of the support system that she has, be it Rita, be it Lena, Steph, anybody, they could have told her, okay, listen, you're a good girl. You will figure it out.
Right. Well, Rita's done with her. Mm-hmm. Like, Rita said, no more chances.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have privilege. She doesn't have anything.
That's because she was on, like, strike 5 in her first night there.
Exactly. Well, yeah, and that's how she would have been on, like, strike 17 if she had gotten caught in the, like, 4 things that she did in this episode.
God. Man.
Well, I guess now we know that it's not cool just to run outside and hug your boyfriend.
Right. And, you know, I said last week.
He's not my boyfriend.
I said last week I didn't know if she had the similar feelings for him. You know, like, she seemed apprehensive.
Oh, no.
I think we were proven wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I was proven wrong.
Of course.
Man. I really love Rosie's presence on the show. I think she brings, like, this fresh energy, very wise, and very, like, unemotional in the sense that she doesn't care about being liked. She doesn't care about, like, long-term what's, like, better. It's just, like, right here, right now.
Yeah, to
you
protect
need to do
those
what
girls.
I can do.
Absolutely.
It's just, like, new, fresh energy. I love it.
I love her levels because I know that probably a lot of people that are watching are mostly younger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 25, so I grew up with Rosie O'Donnell as a talk show host.
Right, exactly.
She was fantastic talk show host.
Like, my favorite talk show host ever, and she was super fun. And this was before she came out about her sexuality and all of these things. And there were just so many, like, amazing moments when she was a talk show host, and then to see her transition from that to this acting role, I'm obsessing. Like, I just think that it's such a nice transition for her because she probably lives a lot of these circumstances in her very own household, you know.
She was saying that her kids love it because they say, look, that's us.
Yeah. I know. And she tweets. Isn't that awesome? Oh, God. She tweets along with the show. It's hysterical.
And speaking of Rosie hosting, they announced today that she's going to join The View again, I think, in February, like the 7th or 9th. I forget.
You see, I've loved Rosie since Now and Then when she played the older version of Roberta.
Right.
She was in
so many like big summer blockbusters too in the 90s.
Absolutely.
With say you've got Mail and the
Harriet,
baseball movies.
Harriet
and Sally.
Spy.
Wait, oh, Harry and Sally?
No, Harriet the Spy.
Harriet the Spy.
Harriet the Spy. Was she in Harriet and Sally?
Oh my god, she was.
If you guys have not seen the Harriet the Spy with Michelle Trachtenberg, please wrench it because Rosie O'Donnell is lovelier than she is as Rita.
Is she the
mom? A different side of her. She is the one that takes care of Harriet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Her name is Harriet. What?
You don't remember Harriet the Spy like those?
No, I blacked out those ears.
Okay.
I don't remember anything from my life.
Anyway, Callie's an idiot.
Callie's an
idiot. She does not get it.
I know.
There were some really nice like bonding sisterhood moments in the show.
There was awesome. There very well might be a spinoff.
Someone tweeted at us that there was going to be a spinoff, as I predicted.
Get out.
Because I know everything. You should know that by now. Just kidding. I could not find anything on the internet about it. Mm. They said it was going to be a web spinoff about the girls in the house.
Who knows? That would just be like a good series in itself because that's how many stories. It would go on forever.
Yeah.
And Braids with Tasha.
Kindergarten is the new black.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Aren't these the new black high school years?
Exactly. I couldn't find any information on it. If that's cool, great. If so, tweet us the link to the article. I want to read it because that's exciting.
Or comment under the video or on iTunes because we love that.
We do.
Yeah. You know, it's such a like sensitive matter in one's life, but as well as pop culture today, like the transgender like community, like and finally being portrayed on TV. So we have Cole in the bathroom situation.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of amazing too that all of the girls in the house were really mad at Cole for like causing problems, as they say, when he's just trying to be himself. I think, you know, sometimes it's sweet. They want to handle things really sweetly on TV, like standing up for people and like, this is not right. And it was kind of amazing that they were able to show like people like just not understanding completely.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Every other girl has somewhat of a similar problem. Regardless, they're not in a position of, you know, that's huge. Transgender, like when you're trying to figure out your own identity.
Yeah, let alone like, yeah, the show has like two moms who like, you know, it's not standard for women to like women, but to like not feel like you're the gender that you were like born, that you want to change that, like that's massive.
Yeah.
And I think it's good that they show both sides as opposed to just showing that, no, it's accepted. Because, you know, in a lot of places it's not.
I enjoyed the fact that Bradley and Peter separated it. Some of the girls stuck up for Cole.
Right.
And some of the girls did not stick up for him. Right. So I mean, it's nice to see both sides of things. You see how sad it is, how sad this reality
is.
Because these are problems that transgender people face every single day. Mm-hmm. I know I went to a very sort of transgender accepting college in Boston called Emerson, and they recently put in transgender bathrooms.
Yeah.
Everywhere, all over campus.
No way.
So everyone should be able to feel comfortable to use
That's
the facilities.
Gnarly.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is the world, people.
Yeah.
Like the Fosters have to show it. This should be on every show. It shouldn't just be on this show on ABC Family. Mm-hmm. It should be something that's addressed across the board because this is reality.
Yeah.
That's why I love it.
And also, that's Cole's already for her age. He's brave because I don't know anyone that age who already knows right away.
And so like vehemently too.
Right, exactly. And he's repping himself and everything as much as he can. And I mean, that's usually for people who they come out like in college or in their mid-20s or finally when it gets to them like psychologically.
Yeah, and I think it shows like the way of like the culture is today that like people can develop these feelings and like verbalize it and accept it
and
at such a small age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just read a memoir by Kate Bornstein, an amazing author, but it wasn't until she was in her like 30s and 40s till she like decided to like make the transition. And I was
The same thing with that movie Normal. He was a man was celebrating his 25th or 30th anniversary with his wife, and then they go to church, and then he finally just says it. And it's one of those things where when you grow up, your happiness comes first, so you're not willing to tolerate the feelings of others. And then he says that it's not that he doesn't love his wife, he wants to be with her, but he's supposed to be a woman.
Wow, yeah. Getting back to the show, though.
Right.
I'm happy we took the tangent,
by
the way.
Sorry.
Yeah, of course. Callie, do you think, why does she not want to go back with Lena and Steph? That's why I'm trying to like, process. Is it because she wants to have Jude as her brother and Brandon as her boyfriend? She can't have both there?
No, I think it's absolutely because she wants Brandon. I think she's accepted that.
But so, and she just knows.
I mean, I guess she does.
She's choosing like the love of Brandon over Jude, over the family, over everybody.
No, but Jude still needs parents. And like Callie said, she is 16, and at that age, you're really not focused on the fact if you need parents or not. She's accepted the fact that that's already done
because she's never had parents.
Yeah, she's never had parents, and she went through the foster system at a very specific age, one that's, you know, gonna affect you because you're remembering everything that happens. You know, Jude still has room to develop, you know, a new life and to be happy and not to have that affect him so much the way that it did with Callie.
I have a feeling that Callie is wanting to determine her own happy ending.
Exactly.
I think that she's tired of other people handling her.
Because when she relies on other people, it doesn't ever work out.
It's a letdown.
Right.
And now, you know, Brandon has put this idea in her head about emancipating herself. And as we see at the end of the episode, when he calls the piano teacher to cancel the lessons after Mike hands him a wad of cash,
right.
I have a feeling that he is saving up that money so Callie can get a lawyer to emancipate herself.
See, yes. I thought he was saving the money to buy drugs in Mariana.
Ah, ha, ha.
Just kidding. Do you guys think that Callie will ever end up back in the family with Lena and Steph, or will she emancipate herself? Or option C, another one.
You know, I think she'll emancipate herself. There's no way that they're going to fall out of, like with each other.
I don't know.
You know what? I mean,
She might not emancipate herself, but she can easily just not get adopted.
True. I hated what Cole did. I didn't think it was going to work, but I was like, yes, you're right. Like, do this. That's a gift for Callie. It would never work.
I know. A lot of people were tweeting at me during the show after that happened, and they were like, we hate Cole. Team Brawley. Team Brawley. But, I mean, it really is what's best for Callie.
It is.
Because
I just
don't care.
Right. I don't like the face that Cole made, though, when she did it.
It's like satisfaction.
He wanted to help her?
No, but it probably was. But it was weird that he looked up and was like, dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm.
Stirring the pot.
You know, because I hope it's just to help Callie and not to create more drama. Maybe have him
some
come.
Some hidden reason that we don't know
about. You know,
about.
Because it could blow up, knowing how... Clearly, Brandon and Callie can handle anything, you know? They're Romeo and Juliet.
Can they? They're 16. And that show ended with a death. Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't know. We don't know what Cole's motives are. But, hey, who knows?
Right.
In this episode, though, we did see a lot of happening with Jesus and Mariana, though. Mm-hmm. Jesus joining the wrestling team.
Yes.
Learning to accept praise.
Finding a little girl.
Emma.
Yes.
I like
that. Haley Jr.
Oh, my God. She looks like a mini Sophia Bush.
No, not Sophia
Bush.
No. Haley is
Hillary.
Hillary
Clinton.
No.
Yes, you're right.
No.
What are we talking about?
I can't think of this actress.
Okay, so in the show, the WB, Lucas's best friend, Haley Johnson, on the show. I don't know her real name.
The show what?
One Tree Hill.
Oh.
She looks identical to her. She's like a little mini version. She's the girl next door. She's so cute. I love her.
Okay.
She's super adorable.
I think she's so like
this is my
high
beach.
School cute. Of, like,
she
the,
is high school cute.
The little like penis in High School Musical. Like, here, I wrote a song. Let's sing it together. We're like, okay, hey, girl. Like, what's her name we said? Emma?
Emma.
Yeah, Emma's cute. Emma's a great addition to the show.
She is. I like her already.
I mean, she's got to end up with Jesus, right?
I mean, she did give him a cookie.
I
and
know.
An organic cookie. That was so sweet.
I don't necessarily suggest cookies because, you know, all of us here at AfterBuzz are really trying to watch ourselves post-holiday. And with that said, a great way to sort of slim down your waistline is SlimFast. With SlimFast, 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. In 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be your hemline. This podcast is brought to you by SlimFast. Back to the action.
Shocking.
Yes.
I know.
But
we're
going to recommend that diet for every actor on the show because this is Hollywood. Sorry. We're the truth tellers.
So I thought it was really sweet, you know, what Emma sort of did. She clung to him. She gave him tips for his wrestling match. But then at the end, she was like, listen, it's this initiation thing that everyone goes through. Accept your praise in the line and get punched in the face.
No, but that wasn't, he wasn't going to get punched.
Oh, I thought he was the
one. No,
I thought
it was. He like was like,
No. I'm saying Emma didn't know that. That was that guy's thing.
I disagree. I think everybody knew. I think it's like a initiation. I think the coach knew about it.
Yeah.
I think you go down the line, but maybe if you're a girl, you get punched a little softer, but like everyone gets punched.
Because the coach, when Lena approached the coach after
he Jesus, said, but I guess they got carried away.
But it wasn't with sincerity. It wasn't like, oh right. No, like we don't punch. It was just like, yeah. I guess they got a little carried away.
Oh boom, man. Boom.
It
was
like
bummer.
Initiation. What? That's I'm so weird. Surprised. It was like, yeah. Yeah, we know. It's just fine.
Yeah.
But for 15-year-olds, like I completely agree. I don't know.
What?
Like, you don't punch each other for initiations.
No, are you kidding me? Yeah.
You, like, tie them to the back of a car and drag them around San Diego, like, into the water.
Or those
paddles,
and you just beat them. You spank them.
Yeah, but you definitely don't punch them.
I was in a sorority, and that never happened.
I don't believe that. You can't say that on air.
It never happened.
You told me about the goats. Just kidding. Moving on. Mariana and Garrett. Also,
no, Mariana and
Chase, played by Garrett.
Yes.
And the little boy with bangs, the freshman gobo lover.
Right, we're trying to triangle alert,
tweet about it.
I'll be right on that, Rose. That was so cute.
If they have a ship name, please let us know.
Yes.
Because we're really excited that Mariana got kissed this episode. Because, like, when she was in, so Sierra came in last time with Jeff and I in studio, and she was really craving a love interest, and I'm so happy that they finally delivered. If it's going to be if it's going to be Chase, or if it's not going to be him, if it's going to be Gobo Boy, we don't know. I'm excited.
I loved the scene, though, of the glass menagerie reading for Laura. You're very insecure. You need to open up. And I was like, oh, my God. Art imitates life. This is so exciting. That was a great
And then cut
scene.
To Gobo.
Oh,
cut
my God.
To Kelsey.
Wasn't that crazy?
That
how dramatic.
Camera sweep
how
was
dramatic.
The most dramatic thing ever.
I know.
And they sweep back.
That poor little freshman boy.
Masterful directing. Mm-hmm. A+. Take back the DGA award from last weekend. Got a new winner, baby.
I'm so excited.
That was great.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously now we know that Kelsey is definitely going to disrupt Mariana's situation.
I wouldn't make it a future tense. I would say did.
It did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I know. I can't stand. I knew that was going to happen. Kelsey is ridiculous. What a hater.
Okay, so Jesus was suspended last semester, maybe, let's call it, for giving his medicine to Kelsey. Right. Now that Mariana was selling it, was she suspended for entirety of the year? Was that like a 5-day
thing? No, I'm sure it's a 5-3-day thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She just has to suffer the consequences, you know.
I want her to say again it was for Anna.
Yeah.
Because it was, right?
It was.
Okay, yeah. The money.
Anna, it was for the mom.
Anna's doing a lot of damage, past tense and present.
Right.
Like, that's ongoing drama.
Yeah.
Man.
We said she's always going to be a presence.
I still can't stand Kelsey's face, or the way she looked and how she sounded when she was telling the guidance counselor.
Everything about her?
No, but she was just like, you know, and I'm worried about her, and the other day she stole the hat. And
oh, my God, stop. Is Kelsey the new Talia? Are we going to hate on Kelsey so much?
Oh, my God, I think we
done.
Should.
Done. It's already done. I already like Talia
more than
Kelsey.
Because Madison came in studio, and we think she's lovely, so we haven't had Kelsey.
I was actually mad at how much I liked her.
Yeah.
I'm so mad about that.
We haven't had Kelsey in the studio yet, so tweet at that actress. Let her know that she should definitely come on AfterBuzz.
And to prove us wrong...
And we'll hate on her in person.
And we'll hate on her in person. We'll be like,
this episode was like masterful in bringing back all the like small supporting characters that we've known the whole first half of the season.
Right, Connor was in there.
Connor was there. Connor. The police chief, the the teacher with is it British or Australian?
Yeah, probation officer,
like New Zealand type ish guy.
Yeah, foreign accent. Wow, I'm so cultured, aren't I? Thank you. I just liked it. Was made. The Foster's community seem so much like smaller in a good way.
Right.
Just bringing back these familiar faces.
Because it's established community now. It's the little San Diego crew.
And I thought really it was like a special touch on the show that I surprised me because other shows I've seen, you know, just bring back like the day player roles and we never see them again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I think in this episode we were only introduced to one new character and that was the wrestler.
Yes? The girl?
The one that punched him in the face.
No, the one that punched him.
Oh, right. He's going to come
his
back.
His last name started with a V. I just forget what it
Victor?
Is.
Victor? Mm-hmm. Vincent?
But it was a last name.
Vladimir.
I don't know, but he's the only one.
I keep going.
it was Vladimir.
And Jesus and him had sort of like they an eye and exact, eye exchange.
But that's the only reason why. I'm wondering if he wasn't supposed to get, like, if it was supposed to be easier. I think that there was more there.
I think what's more was there was that Lena came in and yelled in front of everybody.
Well, I don't appreciate
that's
Emma
every kid's worst nightmare.
Feeding him to the lions.
She had to.
She did not get punched in the face.
She'll say she didn't know he was going to get punched. Or, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe it's just like a clapping thing and you get pushed around. You don't get whacked with a black eye.
That's what I thought. It looks like that was what it was supposed to be.
I mean, if you want to take the high road and think that children are better than they are, sure.
I think children are mean and nasty, and I definitely think that he punched him intentionally.
I think children are
I know he punched him intentionally, but that's my point. I'm saying that he wasn't, that it wasn't supposed
school.
To be a part of the hazing.
I don't know.
In New Jersey.
I don't know. I did the punching when I was in high school and in middle school. I'm kidding. Oh.
I just feel like the storyline of Kelsey telling about the pills is not going to end.
I hope it doesn't. I hope Mariana does a whole lot with that. She better get in her face and throw the hat at her head.
And to think it started all over a boy who, yes, is a senior. Yes, is kind of attractive.
You see, but Mariana was the one who was going to be the bigger person for that.
Mm-hmm.
And no, Kelsey just, oh, what was I supposed to do? Like, what an idiot. Oh, I can't believe how mad it makes me. It makes me so furious. I feel like I'm in high school.
Oh, man. Speaking of the supporting characters that came back into play this episode, I kind of hate, that's a strong word, I dislike that in one episode in the first half of the season, Callie had her iPhone and she was Instagramming everything, and that was like a pivotal plot point for that one episode.
Oh, right, and she's never been into photography again.
No, we've never seen it again. It like seemed like it was like this like masterful like passion of hers.
Yeah.
And then it's just kind of like disappeared. Yeah. I would like to see like that come back. I don't know. I'd like to hear Instagram for experiences.
Well, now that she doesn't have a cell phone, I don't know what the heck she's going to do.
I know.
Touché. Were you guys surprised that the cell phone was hidden?
I was, but it's just, I'm surprised that she even thought it was okay, that she even took it.
I know. I just want her to, like, keep, like, smarten up and realize if I do what Rita tells me to do, it's going to work out.
She thinks she's James Bond. She's like, you know, with all these, like, secret gadgets, it's like, no.
That's the beauty of her character. She is an immediate thinker. She doesn't think things through. She acts on
her emotions.
Yeah, she acts on her emotions, and it's a huge no-no, but it provides for great television. So.
And where did that get her? It got her a restraining order.
Yeah.
It did.
I think that's
got Brandon a restraining order.
Got Brandon a restraining order.
Oh, Brandon, right. That's a little drastic.
Yeah.
Is that just what you have to do, though, at these drastic circumstances?
I thought that was perfect. That was very well done. I would have done the same thing.
Would you have?
Yeah.
Because it didn't cross my mind.
Well, it's just not, because it's not crossing theirs. It's not, they don't see it at all.
True. Yeah.
And they didn't have to do it. He could have easily just followed it. Like, they're not saying that we were going to do this anyways. It's just that you didn't listen to us.
Yeah.
After we told you so many times. And they come from a household where they follow the rules. Like, this is over-exaggerated.
But Brandon's character sort of changed a little bit.
Even his look. Do you see him right now with his hair and, like, just...
He's got, like, the Cali, I haven't washed my hair,
brushed
it in 10 days.
Like, he does.
Like, wait, how does she look so, like, her hair looks so good, but, like, it definitely looks like a comb has not been through that thing.
Oh, so what you're saying is that Brandon is trying to grow his hair out like Wyatt to win Cali back.
Yes.
Oh, my God, wait, Wyatt. Where is Wyatt?
I know.
Is Wyatt
And I've been seeing pictures
he
of them
away.
A lot. No, I think he's coming back. I've been seeing pictures of them together, like, of Brandon and Wyatt and people just posting on Facebook and on their Instagrams and Twitter.
Like, real life or the
like,
show.
No, real life.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're with their friends.
I guess, but it had to do with the Fosters. They're on the set.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they're filming right now. This is the last week of filming. So
these are like new pictures.
You know.
We've got a lot of episodes still left, like 8 or 9, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then 22 this season. Total, 22 total.
I believe so.
Starting from 11, though, you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Starting from 11.
I'm still just like, you know, so angsty. I can't think straight. Ugh, there's so much happening.
You know who was anxious this episode? Lena was anxious.
So anxious.
I thought that her speech to Jude, though, was so beautiful about life is unpredictable, but you will always be safe in this house. I was like, yes.
She came in again for him.
Ugh, I know. They have a special bond, those two.
I love it.
And I really thought it was like... this episode in particular showed how serious Steph's job is and how risky it is and everything that she does and how that has a massive impact on the entire family. And yes, she could get shot like she did.
Now I have a question. Do you think that she was being dramatic by worrying so much?
Lena? No, absolutely not.
I mean, if I were to put myself in her position, my partner in life
was shot,
gunned down.
Right.
And is going back.
First day.
And we know that she's willing to take a bullet because she did it already.
Right.
So, I would be nervous.
She's a cop. I guess they are always in those situations.
I mean, then again, Jillian and I are Jewish and we're warriors, so it's like an unfair question for
us.
I'm
so verklempt right now. I can't even
talk about it.
I'm excited to see what happens with Steph and her new partner.
Oh, he's weird.
Because he made comments about the foster system. Now, okay. He doesn't know anything about her life.
Does he not?
She knows
that he's a bigot.
A sexist. Mm-hmm. One would assume that he knows very little about her because his words were flying so freely about the foster system.
That's true.
And he had no idea that she was under the foster system was under her care.
Absolutely. And she spoke as if he didn't know. She was just saying it, and you could tell she was just like reflecting to herself and just thinking, yeah, you know, almost like a narrative diary. When she was saying, they just need someone to love. And then that's when he said, the problem is, no one does.
I just thought he was clueless and didn't care.
He was clueless,
or no.
Absolutely. He was just a sexist pig.
Man.
Pun intended.
I don't know.
No?
So, and Danny Nucci will go back to being a police officer soon, I think the chief said.
Yeah.
And what is this from? I don't remember.
They found out that he was drunk.
No.
Right?
No, it was because he fired a shot when he didn't have the guns in his hand. He wasn't supposed to fire.
Oh,
so it wasn't
right.
A clean shot. Well, I mean, it was a clean shot.
That.
Right.
Oh, I forget. I love that we call every character's name by their character, and then Danny Nucci is Danny Nucci.
I know.
He's a celebrity.
Italiani.
I can't separate it. Mariana. Garrett.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
I know. Should we jump to Say Predictions for next week?
Yeah.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
That's it?
Prediction.
What happened?
I don't know what happened, but what is going to happen is Terry Polo is going to be crying in next episode.
Already
oh, my God.
Right now.
It wasn't like a light, cinematic tear. It was, she was very emotional in the next episode.
So what do you think she's crying about?
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. Well, Sherry was at the doctor. No, I don't know.
Maybe like their bed broke. Because it played a very clear role in this episode.
It did. That was too funny.
I have no idea what could make her that sad.
Maybe Brandon goes to see her and gets arrested and has to go to jail.
Yeah, but there was an ambulance.
Oh, you're right. Maybe something happened to Lena.
Oh no. The biggest thing I could think of is that Callie is in like this like traumatic situation with these girls and Cole, and like something could happen where like they're a little more like apt to jump.
You think so? Or what if something happens to Jesus because he's off his meds?
Oh, ooh. God. Nice thinking.
Yeah. Okay. Like he could have taken something or he could have just reacted poorly, or maybe he took it and then it reacted wrong because he was off of it for so long.
Oh, so it wasn't like a fight. It was just like a medical. Oh, and that's really interesting.
Yeah, because you can get like anxiety attacks or like heart attacks on that.
Yeah, like he had when he was playing basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It could have gotten that much worse.
What if it's Danny Nucci drunk driving?
Oh, God.
Oh my gosh, I know.
He said something really fascinating. I thought their interaction with Brandon, where he was like, you don't remember screwing up. And he was like, I just wanted you to forget.
Yeah, no, of course. I thought what was beautiful was he said, you're the love of my life.
I know.
Between father and son. Like, that was wonderful. And it's so true, because that's how some parents feel. And for him, Steph absolutely not being a part of Mike's life, Brandon is the love of his life. That's all he has.
Do you think that Danny Nucci will ever get a love interest? Or is that just not part of the show?
I think he will. She'll probably be bad.
Bad. It's Anna.
No, bad. I meant like...
He adopts Jesus
like
and
Mariana. Like super mom, like a badass bride.
I'm excited about Lena being at the doctor's asking if she's old enough to be pregnant, because we do know that Sherry Somm is expecting. And Hayden Byerly sort of teased when he was here that they were kind of hiding her bump. So I don't know if they're actually going to fill it into the script. But
I think that's very insightful. However, they have 5 kids. Like, what are they going to do? Build the addition while
don't adopt Callie, they have room for one more.
They have a bed for one more, not room.
Yeah, but think about it this way. Lena is extremely motherly, and she has yet to have a child of her own.
And
yes, she has these children.
She might ask Mike for
his. Oh, no.
Yes.
I just cannot imagine why, like, the character Lena would desire a child right now.
She's going through menopause and she wants to know. Maybe she's getting old and she's like, that sucks. The opportunity is gone.
True. Or maybe she had, like, some kind of problem and it's just, like, a routine question. Like, well, could I get pregnant?
Oh, because she possibly might just still want to in the future.
In the future. I don't know why.
Oh, man. It's too confusing.
Do you think she's too busy
right now?
I don't know. She's so many kids right now, and they're all like that dramatic stage of life.
Or she's trying to get pregnant so that Terry will get out of the police force because she can't afford. She's pregnant. It makes the situation that much more difficult. Like you can't be a police officer anymore. I'm pregnant.
And then Lena can't work because she's pregnant. And Steph, what do they do? How do they pay the bills?
Why do we have to wait another week, Jeff?
I do not know. Right. Before we go, though, we have to say that the viewership was up 11% last week, up to 2.1 million viewers.
Huge. Amazing Foster fan.
I know. Where can they find you until next week, guys?
You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie. Georgie is G-I-O-R-G-I. And on Instagram at StephieG47.
You can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff or on my Instagram, Jilly Leff. And make sure to watch my other after show on Wednesday nights, American Horror Story.
Oh, baby. And I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Yeah.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.